This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Monday has found us, so we found Monday, or we've all gotten together for a big dance here on the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Jay, you are literally in the clubhouse with the four of us. We have a club, and you have decided to join. Congratulations to you. We have all kinds of clubs. This is the last Monday of March. We have the March Club. We have the April Club. We have the Monday Club. We have the Ladies Club. We have the people who are excited about the President Club. We have the people who don't like the President Club. We have people who like ice cream. It's, listen, lots of big clubs in this country, and we're a big part of it. So what about it, Jennifer? The President has received high marks. Remember that song? What? Where did it come from? High hopes. You've got high hopes. Where did
that
come from?
I remember that song. I don't know where it came from, but I remember it.
Yeah. All right, anyway, so there are good things in the review, and there are bad things in the review. I love how the headlines read, two areas of Biden's agenda get negative reviews. And talk about the positive stuff. So there's good, and there's always good, and there's always bad. So I guess you can expect that the negative, the most negative, has to do with what's going on at the border. This is an ABC News poll, by the way, released just in time for the Sunday morning yak festivals. So at any rate, the reviews about the border continue to be a real Achilles heel for him. It's amazing how sometimes people who are in these positions just step in it. They just like, hello, there's a hole, let me jump into it. Full of quicksand way over our heads. So anyway, what are some of the reviews that you've seen?
The poll that you're talking about says that the approval rating for the president is good when it comes to COVID, but it's not so good when it comes to the border or his handling of gun control, because there's executive orders that are supposed to be passed this week from President Biden, which don't seem yet to be playing too well with the American people as a whole. At the border, the problem is with the kids. There are the child migrant crossings they expect now are going to last for at least 7 months, this surge. And it's gotten so bad that Biden has asked for volunteers from all areas of the government to come to the border and assist the border patrol. There has still been a kind of this lack of access. Over the weekend, some senators, we talked about this, I think, last week when we were here together, there were about 18 Republican senators who went to the border, and some of them were trying to take pictures inside the facilities. And there's video that went viral this weekend of one of the Biden administration staffers chewing them out for taking pictures. You cannot do that. You cannot take images. And so the stonewalling continues. The pressure was on Jen Psaki, who's the White House press secretary, and she was on with Chris Wallace on Sunday, and he said, what is the deal? You went after Trump for being for not being transparent, but you are clearly less transparent than he was. And so she said that at some point, hopefully maybe this week, they'll be allowing the media in there under duress. But that has been one of the key criticisms, is that they're trying to stonewall a lot of the media from being in there. Even their friendlies in the mainstream news media are not allowed to get in. The Associated Press has been waiting since the beginning of February to get into those facilities. And he's got growing need from Americans, or growing calls from Americans, about the need for a border wall and for a change to immigration policies in some separate polling. So what to do is the question. What they're going to do, I don't know. Only 13% of families or anyone coming to the border are being sent back. There are a couple of things happening with the unaccompanied minors crisis. You've got 70% of them that are like 16 or 17 years old. So they're either coming in for a job or they're coming in because of the gangs. You've got You know, you have kids that are now showing up without families that are being stolen by cartels because they think it's a way to get them into the country. And so in an effort to be kinder and gentler with immigration, I think there's been a crisis that's been created that certainly not, I mean, it's not good for anybody. I don't think it's being softer or gentler for anybody at this point.
I've noticed that a number of religious groups have gone into the areas to try to pray for those who are down there. Some churches made mention of that yesterday. Meanwhile, as long as we're talking about the police authorities and children, I don't know how many of you saw the body camera footage that was released showing officers detaining a five-year-old boy who left his school grounds in Maryland. They put handcuffs on him and said that he should be beaten and spanked. If you haven't seen the footage,
I heard it. I couldn't watch it. It
shows two Montgomery County police officers responding to a call from an elementary school child who ran away from the school. The video shows the moment officers found the child leaning against a car and the officers kneeling down to talk to him. And the audio read, you can hear him say, this is what you heard probably, Victoria, you feel like you can make your own decisions? Are you an adult? Are you 18? So why are you out of school? That's one of the things that one of the officers, I don't care if you don't want to go to school. You don't have the choice. Do you understand? I think it's the tone more than anything else. Anyway, you can
see. But to handcuff a five-year-old and traumatize a five-year-old, which will stick with him for the rest of his life, that's ridiculous. Yeah. Absolutely ridiculous.
It really is. On what planet
is
that
the way? See, this is where we need social workers and not cops responding to these calls.
Right, that's
a five-year-old is not dangerous.
Yeah,
and a five-year-old doesn't have the brain capacity that like a 25-year-old would have. You can't reason with them the exact same way.
Yeah. You can hear the female officer yelling, "Shut the noise!" Apparently, the boy is crying. The officer says, "Did your mother spank you? She's
going to
spank you today. I'm going to ask her if I can do that."
Oh my God!
So
I hope they get fired.
Yeah, me too. Actually, I think that. But again, training is part of this, and what we've had all these discussions about the incidents of these sorts of things and how they handle the police shouldn't be doing social stuff. That's not why they're there. So anyway. There was a thing, there was an Echo Park protest this weekend in California, in L.A. Jennifer, what was that about?
Last weekend, actually.
Oh, was it? Oh.
That's okay, though.
But I've been seeing so much stuff about Echo Park. Can you give us, an update on what is going on, what that situation
is? There's a nice pond there. I used to take Miles, the kids used to live out there, and I would take Miles for walks all around Echo Park. It was a wonderful place before all these damn homeless showed up to do whatever it is that they have to. They've now, I think they put a fence all around, haven't they, Jennifer?
Yeah, so the thing that's been going on, it's been going on for at least a week, and you're right, there probably were some protests outside the park, but thankfully this situation has been sort of, I don't know, it's been tamped down. So during the last couple of months, homeless people, and this is not new, this has been happening throughout the state for a long time. Some group has given homeless people tents. And so they take these tents and they set them up on sidewalks. They set them up in parks.
Yeah.
And so a huge tenement of, 50 to 100 tents popped up in Echo Park. Now, they were letting them stay there because the pandemic, and even though they offered them hotel rooms, these are the people who chose not to take the hotel rooms. So they leave them out there. Well, the park is scheduled for renovations, which were supposed to start on Thursday. So the city councilman in that area said everybody has to go. So they gave a notice to evict from that park and said everybody has to get out. Well, the people went crazy, and the people who like to organize protests, I know everybody bristles, but there was Antifa that was part of the protest. They were throwing smoke bombs and rocks at police when they were trying to clear these guys out of the park.
Where are these people supposed to go, though?
Not to Echo Park.
Not to a park.
Not to Echo Park.
Okay, but, I know you think the park is pretty and it shouldn't be dirtied up.
No, but the answer is Victoria Park shelters that
the people who pay the taxes that keep the park up.
They were handed hotel room keys, Victoria. They were told to leave and they were given hotel rooms. And they still stayed there. And then you get the agitators who come in. So they had the housed and the unhoused protesting together against the cops. And then you had smoke bombs and rocks and bottles being thrown at the cops, who have to now forcibly clear these people out of the park so that the thing can shut down on Thursday so that nobody gets hurt in the construction. So it's not like they were handed something with nowhere to go, even though they should have, because guess what? It's not anyone else's responsibility. The government already provides plenty of programs. Nonprofits do this, but people are choosing to live on the street in California. But they handed them hotel room keys. And so they said, here, go to a hotel room. Now, if someone said you could either sleep in a park in a tent or you can go to a hotel room where you'll have running water and a bed, I would go to a hotel room.
Yeah.
But they do not. And so this is part of the...
Well, there's a lot of distrust, too, with
it's give them a key and give them a go to the hotel room.
It's drug addiction and it's mental illness.
Because there are a lot of other issues there. That's why this is not just like, here's a hotel and go be Eloise at the plaza. Talk to your son about this.
I have.
He is all over Instagram about Echo Park for
also weird. He was one of the participants in the...
I know, he knows a lot about the park.
Like,
right. So he probably knows a little bit more than the rest of us who have not been there, but he's talking to people.
This is a problem that's in my neighborhood all the time. So I get it. I understand. I get that this is a problem about mental illness and about drug addiction. And so this is just my point, is that the people who are refusing a hotel room are not thinking like sane human beings. And so what needs to be done? Well, that's the ugly answer that nobody wants to talk about to solve this crisis. There needs to be some kind of forced rehab or mental counseling or something.
First,
and
but the
There's
people who pay the bills need to be respected. The people who pay for the park's maintenance, to pay to go visit the park. It's a wonderful place to go, but you can't go there now because of this. That's completely intolerable. No matter what other circumstances exist, that doesn't work. Next half hour.
They cleared it out.
More a focus on the virus. And what's going on with the shots, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, here on the DJV program, 18 after the hour. Have you been thinking about your nose already today? Think about it over the weekend? Do you think about it all the time as things get better? Well, it looks like things are up and down and sideways. Make sure the nose thing, excuse me, isn't just about what we're going through right now. This is your first defense against anything bad. Airborne illnesses, that kind of stuff. So the Navage thing, that's what you should try, Navage. Find the Navage at Navage.com.
Do you have over $15,000 in credit card debt? Pacific Debt can help.
It has been an absolute lifesaver for me.
You get a monthly program payment you can afford, and there's no cost up front.
I have saved thousands with Pacific Debt.
Pacific Debt has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and is ranked as one of the best debt settlement companies in America by Bankrate. The nation's friendliest debt relief company is one call away.
Their customer service is above and beyond. They care about the position that you're in. They're a great company.
Get relief today. Apply in minutes. Save a lifetime of stress. Not a penny up front.
Reducing my debt has allowed me to be able to live on my income. Pacific Debt is responsible for that, and I am very grateful.
Call for your free debt saving information now. 800-214-3112. That's 800-214-3112.
I've saved thousands of dollars.
Call now. 800-214-3112. That's 800-214-3112.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Twenty-three after the hour here on the Monday DJV program. Jay Kirshner, as you all know, we're getting used to her being the person in charge, the queen, as a matter of fact, of what's trending. And apparently there is a child of a famous actor and actress who has declared something that has not gone over too well on the various supply chains of information. We'll get to that right after this. Have you heard all the good news about Ebon's Bakehouse? Gluten-free goodness in cookies, in breads. That's the secret of Ebon's Bakehouse. Go to their website, ebonsbakehouse.com, to find all the various products. There are all kinds of things that we all now know about gluten, how bad it is for us. I'm one of those people that has a severe reaction. That's one of the reasons that I've gotten so excited about talking to you about the products you can get at ebonsbakehouse.com. Breads, cookies, rolls. This stuff is fabulous. All the ladies on the DJV program have eaten it. They love it. Anybody I know who has had any of these products, love, love, love them. You will love them too. Use the code DJV for a big discount when you check out ebonsbakehouse.com. Order, enjoy, go back again. It's 100% guaranteed or your money back that you will love the products from Ebon's Bakehouse at ebonsbakehouse.com. All right, so Jay, what's the story with Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson's son?
Yeah, Chet Hanks is getting a lot of heat. He posted an Instagram photo proclaiming that this summer is going to be white boy summer. He's like, you know, he goes, I'm not talking about
that.
Yeah, he's like, I'm not talking about Trump, you know, NASCAR type white. I'm talking about, you know, me, John B., Jack Harlow. John B. is an R&B singer, kind of had more prominence in the late 90s, early aughts. Jack Harlow, rapper and singer. And obviously, the internet is totally dragging him. So he is the offspring of Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson. And thoughts from the internet are, sitting here imagining how many times Tom Hanks has had to say to Chet, I'm not mad, I'm just disappointed. Another user was like, I can't even imagine Tom Hanks and Chet Hank's having a conversation together. And another thought that has really gone viral is obviously Colin is Tom's favorite, Colin Hanks, who's like Tom Hanks' mini-me.
Really?
Is he an actor? Colin Hanks is actually, he's been in a ton of stuff. You've seen him. He's just the mini-me, like Jay said, of
Tom
Hanks.
Yeah, he looks just like
Sounds like him, looks like him, yeah. But that's from Tom Hanks' first marriage, so. But anyway, but Chet Hanks, I forget what it was. I think something during COVID he said really stupid stuff, too. I don't think he's all that bright.
Yeah, he keeps getting himself in trouble. He was defending himself, speaking in a Jamaican accent. And with saying how sometimes he just listens to a lot of music and watches a lot of the movies or whatever, and it's just the same as if he starts talking in a Cockney accent, and people are like, no, that's not the same.
That's what actors do all the time. Anyway, speaking of actors and actresses, Sharon Osbourne is out at the talk. She has committed the ultimate faux pas in talking about stuff that you're not supposed to talk about in a way you're not supposed to talk about, and you're not supposed to support your friends. I mean, I'm no fan, as we know, of Pierce Brosnan, but
Morgan.
Him
big
too.
Difference. Pierce Brosnan alone.
Huge difference.
Huge, you're right about that. Yeah. Anyway,
I thought she quit, though, didn't she? Didn't she quit on her own?
Yeah, she walked away. She's not going to be returning, and the talk will get back to live taping on April 12th.
But now they're doing listening sessions, and they say that they hurt the viewers, and I don't know. When I read through it, it sounded like they just couldn't come to terms. Like, she was ticked, they were ticked, and
I mean, that show has been flailing with ratings for so long now. I don't know why they don't just replace it. Sarah Gilbert
watches it.
I have never seen it before in my life, and I happened to catch the episode that happened, the March 10th episode. That was the first episode I'd ever seen, right? Yeah, and then I've been watching, I watched the next couple episodes because then it went on hiatus, and then I've been following ever since because it was like, I thought it was a really good conversation. They were bringing up valid points, and it just didn't have to end like this.
Nope, 28 after the hour here on the DJV program.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Here's today's tough automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Ford is advancing technology with state-of-the-art innovations and promoting its mainstream adoption of making Ford's state-of-the-art driver assistance hands-free technology standard on certain models or as a relatively affordable option on other. The advanced new driver assist feature will arrive first on the 2021 Ford F-150 and Mustang Mach-E models. The technology will be available the third quarter of 2021 via over-the-air updates. And for more automotive tech news, you can go to testmiles.com.
Stay on these roads. The Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive features the most advanced all-wheel drive system in its class. Enhanced traction helps you better navigate changes in driving and road conditions. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive.
Shocking news of Calitrin. Tell us what the shocking news is.
I do think it's shocking that, you know, you can have a weight loss supplement that's actually good for you, that you have a supplement that doesn't have any drugs, there's no stimulants, it's safe even if you're on medications, and it's proven with a huge 86% success rate with the 90-day program. Calitrin is different. It really stands alone in the weight loss supplement industry. There are a lot of people that are gluten intolerant these days, and it is gluten-free. The capsules and the liquid both are gluten-free.
So what's the deal now? What do you have as a special?
Right now we've got a radio special where it's the unlimited buy three, get three free. And we also, I should mention, have a new afterpay option on our website, too. So if you want to split up your payments or you want to split it with a friend, you can do that on our website, too. 1-800-325-4366. The website is toploss.com.
Use the DJV code for no shipping and the special deal.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The White House says the number of unaccompanied children crossing the border could jump up from more than 16,000 this month to as many as 26,000 in September. No one knows for sure as the Biden administration continues to censor the media from border facilities. The White House is working on a COVID-19 vaccine passport initiative that could be required for travel, sporting events, and even eating out. The report comes as major U.S. airlines and nearly 30 travel and labor groups are pushing President Biden to develop a standardized government-backed credential. Two girls, ages 13 and 15, were charged with the murder and carjacking of a Pakistani immigrant killed last week while delivering food in Washington, D.C. Muhammad Anwar, 66, died when police said the girls, armed with a taser, sped off with his car as he clung to the driver's side door with the door open. It crashed seconds later outside the ballpark to the Washington Nationals. Mr. Anwar died at the scene. USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
The average retail price for gasoline moved up 5 cents a gallon for a national average of $2.94. John Clemens from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Analyst Trilby Lundberg tells us this price is the highest since the spring of 2019.
This price is 79 cents above what it was 1 year ago. It is up 77 cents since November 20, and it's the highest we've had since early May of 2019.
This national average of $2.94 may have topped out for motorists.
What we have is probably a price right now that is near its temporary peak or already at its peak. In fact, we might see some price declines coming up, maybe small ones, in the next few weeks.
Executive orders from the White House are a leading cause for the higher prices. An Oklahoma City Detention Center inmate is dead. Jeremy Scott reports.
Authorities say an Oklahoma City police officer shot the inmate at the Oklahoma County Detention Center when he held an unidentified object to the corrections officer's neck.
We had an officer who, during pill pass, was overrun by at least one inmate and taken hostage. The inmate was able to take his radio and his keys and free many of the other inmates that were on that pod.
Jail Administrator Greg Williams said the inmate may have taken the officer's phone and live-streamed some of the incident. The officer was hospitalized for minor injuries. The jail was on lockdown for about 2 hours.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Now 34 after the hour, Monday, last Monday of March, we're marching into April. April Fools is this week. You people have plans for April Fools? Or how do you know whether I may have plans for you?
You can't, Scott. You can't do that. You can't tell people your joke 4 days beforehand.
It doesn't have to be a joke. No, sometimes people are mean about, you know, that whole business of what to do on April Fool's Day. And I remember McFadden used to really, well, we'll save it for April Fool's Day. There's a lot of great stories.
He used to get
anyway.
You every year.
Yeah.
It was some sort of elaborate plot.
Yeah, right, exactly. And I fall for it, too. That was the silliest thing. Most every year. I would hook, line, and sinker. It wasn't just once, though. It was like forever. Anyway, the answer to your question, what's going on, lots of things going on. Before we get into the COVID stuff, do we want to give a brief update on day six or seven or whatever it is on the boat that's stuck, but not as stuck as it was in the Suez. What's going on with that, Victoria?
That's exactly right. It's still stuck, but not as stuck as it was. It is partially freed, partially refloated, and so it's still there, still in the same position, but they're hoping, I mean, they've dug, I think, 20,000 tons of sand out from underneath it. They have tried everything that they can. Now they're hoping, since under the bow is where they dug out the bulk of the sand, so they're hoping that with the tides changing and stronger tugboats, they're hoping that they will be able to dislodge it soon. And, you know, time is of the essence. I don't know if you guys have seen any of the aerial shots. They've got drone footage and people flying over in airplanes taking pictures of the 300-plus cargo ships that are just floating in the ocean, waiting.
They're stuck too.
The ships just, themselves. Oh, yeah, just waiting.
Yeah, they're just waiting. Yeah. It's like a giant traffic jam.
Yeah.
And they say that analysts have already estimated that this traffic jam has held up nearly $10 billion in trade each day. So we're on day seven now. So $70 billion worth of trade. 10% of the world's oil supply goes through the Suez Canal. So this has caused a major problem.
And not to be funny, but they're saying it could also be causing a toilet paper shortage again, which I'm so tired of. Are we over this yet?
Oh, God.
Where's toilet paper made? I thought it was made here. We don't make toilet paper.
No, I don't know why there is a toilet paper shortage with the Suez Canal being blocked up, but I don't know.
It looks like a scene from a bad movie, and I have not heard or seen any really good explanation yet. Other than what I said on Friday, the rails, that's not really what they are, but there are guides along the side of the canal that keep the ships from doing what this ship did. So I'm wondering whether one of them broke. Nobody's talking about that yet. Nobody.
What's the
has
wind?
Anybody
Remember
seen anything?
That global nemesis, the wind, that I blew Joe Biden up the stairs of Air Force One and blew this thing into the canal? That was what they said was the thing.
I had read that that the approach was actually wrong because it's this tanker is the size of the Empire State Building. So if you take put it on its side, then that's what you're dealing with. And so I had read that it was a combination of human error and mechanical error. The mechanical part might be what you're talking about, Doug, with the actual canal malfunctioning, but the human error is the way that it was piloted and approached into that opening, and it was just the wrong angle, and that was what they say is partially to blame for it.
Yeah, could be. All right, let's get an update on who's getting shots. I see the numbers are going up here, Victoria. A third of Americans, is that true, have at least their first shot? Yes.
That's the statistic so far. More than one-third of U.S. adults, which is about 90 million people, have received at least their first shot. Nearly every state now has actually committed to President Biden's directive to make every adult over 18, regardless of health issues or whatever, everyone should be able to get a shot by May 1st. There are two states that have not laid out their plans yet. That's Arkansas and New York. New York is moving pretty quickly.
You don't hear Arkansas and New York in the same sentence too often.
No. New York is moving pretty quickly, though. New York is already down to anyone over 50, and regardless of health issues, are eligible. So I think New York will probably make the May 1st deadline. So they still say that herd immunity is somewhere, they're estimating it, it's somewhere between 70% to 90%, and they think at this rate we might hit herd immunity mid-July. So, however, though, you know, in New York and New Jersey, we're now the two states with the most cases again. And in New Jersey, where I am, we just have huge spikes. So there's several variants that they're calling the New York variants, but there's also the UK variant, and then there's still the South African variant. And we are still kind of waiting to find out how effective the current vaccines are against these variants. We're not really sure. Dr. Fauci said last week they're learning more and more every day. They're testing, these variants against the current vaccines that are available, mostly Moderna and Pfizer. Johnson & Johnson is not that widely available yet. But it's kind of a wait and see. We also still don't know how long these vaccines last. You know, is it like the flu shot? Do you get 5 to 6 months out of it? Is it a year? Is it forever? We just don't know. There are way too many unanswered questions.
I see Dr. Fauci, you weren't listening to the program on Friday, hear me talk with the ladies about eugenics, or was it Thursday? It may have been Thursday. And who's in that club, according to the latest, I don't know why I'm following or getting these emails or communications from some people who heard me talking about this, Bill Gates and some of the other richest people in the world, supposedly behind, at least this is the rumor, and not to be confirmed any way, shape, or form, who's going to confirm this, are starting the whole vaccine thing, or not the vaccine, the virus thing, was started over their desire to limit the population growth of the world, and now Fauci supposedly, according to one rumor monger, is in that group. So,
of course. Let's let QAnon run wild and name everybody who's trying to help people. And yeah,
I think that's more conspiracy. QAnon, it's really funny that QAnon account gets blamed for everything. It hasn't posted anything since December. But yeah, there are a lot of conspiracy theorists who run with the Bill Gates theory. I think what was more newsy is that Fauci this weekend said that kids, if they're playing together outdoors, still should wear a mask when they're playing together. And I noticed that made headlines after his appearance on State of the Union, because I think a lot of people are like, wait a second, the kids are outside, the kids are supposed to be safer, why are we going to put masks on our three-year-olds?
It's like back and forth and back and forth and up and down. There doesn't seem to be any consistency. One thing that's good, though, Krispy Kreme CEO, as they've been giving away a free glazed donut to anybody who shows their vaccination card, went into effect, I think, about a week ago. You can do it. You
talk
can go
about
to any
backlash.
Krispy Kreme.
Donut a day.
Now. Yeah, right.
The backlash has been fierce about this because of, you know, obesity and hypertension and high blood pressure and type 2 diabetes.
It was a nice thought, so why should they be ripped for it? So Krispy Kreme donuts are fattening, but they were trying to encourage people. Why do you take it up your shorts just because they are doing something that's good?
Well, a lot of people feel like it's encouraging. People who normally wouldn't go into Krispy Kreme would go now because they can get a free donut every day for the rest of the year. So that's where a lot of people are saying, okay, it's not a one-time free thing. It's every day you can go and get a free donut. That's excessive.
That's kind of expensive.
Well, it probably cost 10 cents to make. But the Krispy Kreme CEO said it was generosity. It's like, well, okay, I can kind of see both sides of it. It's not a great thing to encourage people to go and eat a donut a day. I would
you don't
love
have
to eat
to go.
A donut a day.
I mean, to be fair,
yeah,
you don't have to go.
I know.
Does anybody
take
responsibility for himself or herself anymore? Good God.
Right, and that's their only product. It's not like they can, you know, do something else. They are donuts.
They should put lettuce on a donut.
Yeah.
COVID-19 health donut.
The healthy donuts. Yeah, right, exactly. Krispy Kreme. Healthy donuts. So here's another, speaking of health and the sugar, the COVID, the Krispy Kreme, hello, did I say that again? There. The Krispy Kreme donuts and related stuff. Good God. What is the matter with my voice here? The dental issues that have surfaced through COVID, chipped teeth, cracked teeth.
Hi, nice to meet you. Remember?
Yeah,
yeah, it happened to me. I chewed my teeth out of my mouth.
Yeah. So apparently on the...
And there's a big story in the Wall Street Journal today about people losing their hair because of it, too.
Really?
Yeah.
7 in 10 dentists say that they have seen an increased number of patients with tooth damage because of the stress grinding your teeth or doing whatever comes with TMJ, muscle disorders, painful conditions. Your jaws stiffen up. Apparently, because of all the tension, a lot of headaches, migraines, everything's going up. How about, Krispy Kreme for everybody. Calm down. And you know what else has gone up? This is no surprise. The stats are out this weekend for Zoom. How many of us are using Zoom, either professionally or personally? Raise your hands, please. Or in this case,
a lot of people.
Say, yeah, exactly.
Only when forced.
You don't like it? Well, I don't necessarily like it. Your father and I have our meetings on Zoom. Most of the time, I probably, at least today, for example, I have 3 Zoom calls instead of just being on the phone or however else it is that you get together with people. And I think it's a convenience, isn't it, more than anything else? I mean, yeah, real,
I feel like this is so. I think
no,
it's a chore.
Just a normal phone call would be more convenient than actual video chat.
There's also, like, I hate to say this, but there's also, like, a gender thing here, because this is way more convenient for men than women. Because women do not want to get on. Because women do not want
to
get on camera.
Because we have to put our makeup on and do our hair. And,
really?
And guys just roll out of bed.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I have my bathrobe on. When
Exactly.
We
exactly.
would never do that. We would
right.
never.
They all
women
laugh
would,
at me because I wear different color bathrobes every day.
Right. So. But women don't do that. And so all of my girlfriends who
but why don't you?
Constant.
Why?
Because
don't
that's
you?
Just because that's just not. I don't know. That's
but
just
that's
not
choice.
How we choose to roll.
But
so.
Isn't that a? Yeah, it is a choice. So
okay,
why
well,
is
I can
that
get all really, I can get all feminazi on you right now. It's because women have to look nicer, because if not, we're treated more harshly than men who look like slobs. So there you go.
Really?
Yeah.
So when we've
or
had Zoom
the,
calls,
oh,
Victoria, did
well.
You get all, but Jennifer is
I get, honestly,
me.
I get annoyed. I get annoyed. If someone's like, oh, let's just do it on Zoom, I'm like, that's super annoying.
Yeah, because Victoria gets dressed up. She puts her hair back or she does her hair. She gets dressed up. And
it's
I'm usually
super
on
annoying.
The go, so then it's annoying for me because I have to put you in my cup holder and I can't see what's
right.
going on.
Right, and she's driving, and so that's not safe.
Yeah.
So the other side of it is what we're doing to our I guess, our mental, this technology sort of throws us into a... what would be, I think, easily described as a technological abyss, staring at a screen, talking to a screen like it was real. And it isn't, of course. And so either you're in your office, you're at the dining room table, you know, whether you, some people, I know I've had the only connection I had with my children, either mostly on FaceTime, not on Zoom. So what's the difference? Why do we take shots at Zoom when you're on FaceTime? Victoria, do you get all dolled up, too?
It's the same thing. It doesn't matter. It does. You can call it FaceTime, you can call it Zoom, whatever. It's the same thing. If it's on camera, it's on camera, and it's annoying. Mm-hmm.
All right,
and
so
all
it's not
my
a good lifeline.
Have to go through this. No, I mean, you know, especially right now,
your
working
mother
from home.
Mother and father? Yeah.
Well, no, I see my parents in person, but you know, but all my girlfriends for work, you know, they have toddlers, and so they're running around the house instead of, you know, being, the kids are not in preschool or at daycare or whatever, they're at home. So it's just, it's a huge stressor for women, especially. Men just don't seem to care about this stuff, and it's always a man. Jen, if you can back me up on this one, it's always a man who initiates, oh, let's just do it on Zoom. It's never a woman who's like, oh yeah, let's just
see,
do it on Zoom.
You're being critical. I don't, I understand. And why you don't want to do it, but I don't see that it isn't anything but good, because you're actually reaching out and seeing people. I enjoy having these meetings with you
guys
because I like to see you. I never get to see you.
Yeah.
No, it isn't about guys. That's not fair.
And I got to say that it's
not.
It's not. Look, once you're there, it's great to see everybody, right? It's great to see everybody once you're there. It's just the run up to it is that it would never enter your mind that you should get dressed up and look halfway decent. You do your things in your robe and your hair is not brushed.
Right.
Everyone else is like, oh, we better look like, you know, we've got it together.
You
want to
look like human, you know?
Yeah, nobody says to a guy,
so I look subhuman.
Well, here's the thing. I was just reading the other day. There's a statistic now that's coming out from the American Plastic Surgeons, whatever their big group is. And so the uptick in plastic surgery procedures on the face is in the 250% increase.
So because of this, you think?
Because of Zoom. And every plastic surgeon is reporting that every woman has gone into the office and said, I'm tired of looking at my wrinkles on my Zoom calls. I'm tired of looking at my nose that I've always wanted to fix. Or I'm tired of looking at my baggy eyelids or whatever. And all of those procedures are, people are citing Zoom. And it's all women. Some men. I won't say, it's not all, but mostly women. And that just, that shows, like, that's, it's real. It's not just like us here saying it's annoying. It's very, it's a very real thing. It's made women very self-conscious.
Oh, well, I'm not self-conscious. I guess I,
we know.
But I am in touch with my feminine side.
You're
so
covered in dirt most of the time. I mean,
No, to be fair, that's manure. It's not dirt.
I was going to say, that's not dirt.
Yeah, come on. Get it right. All right, where are we here? Looks like the quick reminder about Clear, X-L-E-A-R, Clear with xylitol. You want to keep your nose clear and the flus away from you, then clean out your nose with Clear. Find it at clearxlear.com.
As work, school, and shopping has been forced.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
All right, 53 after the hour now. It's Tech Talk time on the DJV program. Facebook, Uber, and Microsoft all have something in common. You're going to find out what it is right after this.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You can save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings rates have quick and always internal data. Voice and fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing letter. License in all 50 states. Analyst consumeraccess.org. Number 33.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, so I laid the groundwork, Victoria, for you to fill in the blanks here about Facebook, Uber, and Microsoft.
Mm-hmm. So, and the reason we're talking about that, you kind of cut it off there pretty short. So okay. The reason that we're talking about them is because a lot of office structure has been kind of based and followed on the heels of the tech world. And so when Facebook last year said that everyone was going to be working from home until July of 2021,
a lot of other companies decided to follow that business model. And now Facebook is actually changing their tune. They want to start people back in the office starting in May. And I'm not sure how they're going to pull this off because they're starting in the Bay Area in San Francisco, including their Menlo Park headquarters. They're going to start with 10% capacity, but California has been very shut down, way more than other states, so I'm not sure if they're going to reach this goal. Facebook said its largest offices will reach about 50% capacity in September. And then in addition to limiting how many people are working in close proximity, it's going to be pretty, you know, it's not going to be a comfortable work environment. They're going to require people to wear masks while they're in the office. They're going to have social distancing, weekly COVID tests, things like that. The mask requirement, though, I think a lot of people are going to take issue with. They would, when you can work from home and you're doing your job and you don't have to wear a mask all day versus being in an office and being forced to wear one, I don't know that they're going to have very happy employees. Other tech companies are also taking a mixed approach. Twitter took a big step, made working from home indefinite for as an option for employees. That has not changed yet. Google and Microsoft are looking into a hybrid work model. Microsoft said they want to open their Redmond, Washington headquarters on March 29th, which is, you know, today. I don't know that that's going to happen. They said that that's when they want to do it, but we'll see. They also are going to do a kind of a mix of employees being in the office a few days a week. So this is probably the template of what the rest of the country will end up doing.
For the here and now, anyway. All right, next up, a focus on the San Diego Comic-Con, which is returning, as the discussion of what's going on with those places. Let's find out what's happening post-pandemic with them.
The Geek Out.
Mixed in the aftermath of the pandemic was the loss of so many annual conventions, and for many of us, the one that really hurt was the absence of Comic-Con in San Diego. Normally, this event brings in well over 100,000 attendees and over $100 million in revenue for the surrounding area, but it's also the event we get sneak peeks of all the new movies, games, books, and other culturally appropriate content, and of course the cosplay. Definitely the cosplay. Well, the good news is a special edition will happen this year in late November at San Diego's Convention Center, and should mark the first of this type of event since the pandemic. It will be limited capacity, and we don't have details of who will be there, but it's really good news, and we'll keep you posted here at The Geek Out.
Are you ready to start investing but aren't sure how? Go for the gains you deserve safely with this free special report from Wall Street trader and financial expert Jared Dillian. Claim your free copy at jaredradio.com. That's jaredradio.com.
All right, let's get into the plans for the future for Jeeps. That's technologically speaking anyway, Victoria.
Yep, Jeep is going to install electric vehicle charging stations at off-road trailheads across the U.S. as part of their partnership with Electrify America. Chargers on the Jeep 4XE charging network will either be solar-powered or connected to a power grid, depending on where the trailhead is. The first of the stations will open this spring in Utah, the Rubicon Trail in Pollock Pines, California, and Big Bear, California. The chargers will take 2 hours to get the battery back up to full strength. And they will be free to Jeep 4XE owners. This is the brand new all-electric Jeep Wrangler. It's called the Magneto. And so that's going to be rolling out. Rivian is the Amazon-backed electric vehicle startup. They're going to install 10,000 EV chargers across the U.S. by 2023.
All right, there's that story. All this.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.